Wretched Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
We're men in tights. We roam around the forest looking for fights.
If there's one common thread, it might be that men perceive church as too feminine.
You know, we have to be aggressive in the world when it's appropriate. We are warriors.
1, 2, 3. Warriors!
We don't need to scale Mount Everest and then gun down a wild boar in order to be a man. You are a real man when you commit to study God's word, when you commit to be obedient to what God says, and you commit to being conformed and transformed day by day into the image of Jesus Christ by loving your wife and leading your family.
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
This is Wretched Radio. It is Witness Wednesday. We are at Georgia Tech.
Excuse me. Young man, could I? Yes, sir. Yikes. How old do I look to you? Do I deserve a sir?
Sure.
You must be from the cell.
Yes, I am.
All right, then it's a formality. You don't really mean it, you just say it, right?
Yeah.
You got your knuckles beat as a kid if you didn't. All right, I want to talk to you on the radio for a second, all right?
All right.
You can keep walking if you want to. Are you from the Bible Belt here?
I am.
Are you a Bible Belter?
I am.
What is that? What is a Bible Belter person?
I think it's like someone who like grew up in like a real Christian atmosphere. For the most part.
A real Christian versus a phony one?
No, like in a Christian family, basically.
Mm-hmm. So you grew up in a Christian family?
I did, yeah.
All right, so I'm going to make an accusation. That's the only reason you're a Christian. You grew up in a Christian family. If you grew up in Bangladesh, you'd be a Hindu.
Not necessarily. I think it depends a lot on your family, and then as you get older, more so your beliefs yourself.
Mm-hmm. So what do you believe, young man?
I believe in like Jesus, and I'm a Christian and stuff. And I think that a lot of times religion is played a more important role, and I think relationship should. So, like, your relationship with God.
Okay, how do I get a relationship with God? Because I got to tell you, I think I got one. I'm a spiritual kind of guy. I got a relationship with God.
I think that you have to truly accept Jesus into your heart. Like, there's a difference between, like, saying the prayer and just, I'm done, that's it. I think you have to live to what the Bible says.
So I have to be a good person?
Not necessarily. It's not based on deeds. It's like based on truly accepting it for
yourself.
Okay,
you've used the word accept twice.
Yeah.
What does that mean specifically? This is a test. You're going to be graded on this. This is pass or fail. You're either going to get your money's worth on this course or not. What does it mean to accept Jesus?
It means like bring him into your heart to say that you died for me.
Bring him into my heart.
Right.
I have no idea what that means.
It means like to say that I'm going to give, you gave yourself up for me, so I'm going to give myself up to you. I'm going to do your work in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And his work could be, like, telling other people about Christ, or it could be...
Why would I want to tell other people about him?
So they can be saved and go to heaven.
So you're inferring that people who aren't saved are going to hell?
I am.
Well, that was pretty straightforward.
Yes.
Alrighty. Let's get back to this accept Jesus business, because I want him to come into my heart. Why do I want him there?
Because I think that the heart is where your soul is at. I think that the flesh is just for now, and the soul lasts forever.
What denomination did you grow up in?
I'm a Baptist.
Southern Baptist.
Right.
I could tell. Okay. So when you accepted Jesus, how old were you?
I was 11.
And why did you do that?
Mostly because my Christian family. But as I get older, I realized that it was important for me, myself.
Why?
To go to heaven. And because I don't want to be tortured forever in hell.
So that's it. This is a get-out-of-hell-free card.
No, not really. I think that it's the right thing to do. Because I think that the morals in Christianity play along with what I believe. And I think that because Jesus died for me, I think that I should love him back with everything I have.
Okay, so I'm going to summarize what you just told me. I'm a stranger. I think that I like the idea of going to heaven, although frankly I don't know why I'd be going to hell. I'm a pretty good person, right?
Right.
Yeah. So I accept him and he comes into my heart.
Uh-huh.
I have to tell you I'm a little confused.
Well, I think accepting him isn't just the prayer, like people say.
Okay, but wait a second. Furthermore, mm-hmm. Okay, here's what I'm thinking about. Let's say that that a police officer is on the campus here,
mm-hmm.
and he nabs me and says, you are a guilty criminal, and you're going to jail.
Mm-hmm.
And I, do I need to accept him?
I think that he says, he has the authority, being a police officer, that you have to do what he says.
Mm-hmm. Whether I accept him or not.
Right. I think just because he's a police officer, and he's respected within this community as being...
Okay, let's try this analogy. It might be better. I think the last one flopped. Let me try this one. We would both agree that President Barack Obama is the president,
right?
Is he the president because I've accepted him or the president because he is?
Because you've accepted him, because government requires legitimacy.
Yeah, but he is, whether I accept him or not.
Yes, but I think that if people don't accept him, his presidency role means nothing.
Right. Well, it still means something because he still is. He has the authority. He has the power.
Yeah.
And I don't need to accept him. He is an authority over me, period. And he doesn't need my approval or my acceptance. He just is the president.
Right. But I think as an individual, that's possible. But if I think the whole United States
We're talking individual.
Okay. Then, I agree with you.
Now, I'm trying to use that parallel. Wouldn't the same thing be true of God? Why does he need me to accept him? It sort of puts me in the driver's seat like I'm the hotshot.
Because he gave us free will. For his glory. He said, basically, it said, instead of making you love me, I'm going to give you the choice.
I understand, but I'm talking about this word accept.
Okay.
All right? Here's another analogy. Let's try this one. Let's give this a go. Somewhere, what state are you from?
Georgia.
Okay, Georgia.
Yeah.
You know of a big fancy country club around here?
Augusta.
That's where they play the Masters, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's say that I walk up to the Masters Country Club. Mm-hmm. And I pull up with my golf clubs, and I knock on the gate, and I tell them to open the doors because I've accepted them. Mm-hmm. Are they going to let me in?
I don't think so. I think...
Because I don't accept the club. The club has to accept me.
Right.
Why do I have to accept God? Doesn't God have to accept me?
God already accepted you. He accepts everybody.
So everybody's going to heaven?
No, you have to accept him back. There's a difference between a one-way relationship and a two-way relationship.
But I still don't understand why he needs my acceptance. Dude, I'm drilling you on this word, all right?
Okay.
And I'm guessing you and I agree.
Yeah.
I happen to be a Christian.
Yeah.
Okay? The word accept is really risky, all right? Imagine this. I come up behind you, instead of with a microphone in front of you, I come up behind you with a gun to your head, and I say, give me your backpack, or you're going to die. Would you accept me?
Yeah.
No, you'd obey me.
Yeah.
You'd submit, you'd surrender to my will. You don't accept. You surrender. And the same thing is true in conversion. It's not about accepting Jesus as if he's up there waiting for somebody to vote for him as opposed to Buddha or Allah. The biblical word, and you haven't used it yet, and I'd encourage you to maybe start using this word, is repent.
Mm-hmm.
You don't accept Jesus. You need to surrender to Jesus. You need to say you're sorry. You need to turn from your sins, forsake your sins, and put your trust in Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
We've kind of used that word accept to kind of cover all of that.
Yeah.
But I was kind of playing the dope. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. You know what it means, but I'm kind of messed up on the whole thing, and it makes it sound like I'm in charge and Jesus isn't. Like I can vote for him or not. It's up to me to accept him or not.
Right.
And the issue is his acceptance of us, and his clear command in Scripture is you must repent and put your trust in Jesus Christ. Mark 1:15, he came to proclaim the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe the gospel. So the language maybe we should be using is repent. All right, so you've repented and you put your trust in Jesus. When you were 11 years old, before puberty, you understood all that you'd have to surrender.
No.
But you do now.
I do now.
And you're living for the Lord?
I am.
Okay, so I got all your friends together. They would say the number one affection in your life is?
Jesus.
For sure.
Yes, sir.
All right. You reading your Bible every day?
I am.
Rock on. Nice chatting with you, young
Thank
man.
Thank you.
See
Thank
ya.
You.
Goodbye.
You
hey, hold on. Slow down. I'm out of shape. Where are you walking right now? To the physics building. Can I talk to you while you're walking on the radio?
I guess I'm sure. Are you
studying physics?
Yes, sir.
All right, let me ask you, what are you wearing around your neck?
This is a cartouche of my name in hieroglyphics.
It's a what?
A cartouche. It's my name in the hieroglyphics.
Really? What is your name in hieroglyphics?
Well, I mean, I don't know how to pronounce it. I don't know the pronunciation, but...
Why hieroglyphics?
I just like the Egyptian culture.
Is it a religious thing?
Not a religious thing, just a cultural appreciation.
All right, and there's a tooth of some sort?
Oh, yeah, so this is a mask. It kind of wore off. When I visited South Africa, I just bought this.
And what does it represent?
It's like a warrior mask.
All right, you just like it.
Yeah, I just like the way it looks.
It's jewelry.
Yeah.
All right, and hold on, you got to stop for me. What is this? Your shirt has got... What exactly is going on? There's like crosses on it.
Yeah.
Different types of crosses. I don't know what they are, but they're different crosses, kind of scary faces. What's that about?
Yeah, when I saw it in the store, it just kind of grabbed my attention. I just bought it.
It spoke to you.
Yeah, I guess so.
All right, are you a Christian?
I don't really belong to a particular religious denomination. I'm kind of, I can appreciate aspects of all religions, I guess you could say that.
Which one do you think is right?
I don't think anyone is right in particular.
So they're all right?
Not they're all right. I think they're all incomplete.
Really?
Yeah.
Christianity, how is it incomplete?
I mean, you can't claim that you know everything about God or that you can prove.
I agree with that.
So, I mean, they might have certain aspects that are helpful as far as, living your life in a good way, but
But how is Christianity incomplete?
How is it incomplete? I mean, just as any other religion would be incomplete, they don't know everything about God.
Well, if we did, we would be God. But we can know everything that he's revealed to us, correct?
Maybe. Yeah, it depends on your perception of God.
Okay. So Christianity, which is kind of what you're modeling on your shirt right there, what does it teach about God?
Christianity teach about God? I'm probably not the right person to ask. I don't study the Bible too much in depth.
But you just told me it's not complete.
I still don't think it's complete. I haven't studied everything.
But you haven't read it.
I'm coming from a more of an overall point of view. I'm saying that no religion can sit there and...
But how do you know you haven't studied it?
I don't think
if I were your physics professor, I'd be getting my red pen out right now. All right, let's give this a go. Okay. All right, this is what Christianity teaches. Christianity teaches that every other religion is wrong. Let's start there.
Okay, if they teach that, then I don't agree that they should be doing that.
Okay, but what if it's correct?
If Christianity is correct?
Yeah, and everything else is wrong.
I don't know what I could do about that if they were correct. I don't know what I could do about that.
Well, that's the claim of Christianity. It's right, everything else is wrong.
Hey, that's one person's opinion. That doesn't bother me.
But it's either true or false.
It's either true or false. Well, you're talking about whether Christianity is correct or incorrect?
Yeah.
It's hard to speak about that when you talk about, you're speaking about opinions.
We're at Georgia Tech. I am here with
Chris,
whose name comes from Christ. That's right, dude. And we're going to be talking more about him in just a moment on Wretched Radio.
No retreat. That's the name of Fortis Institute's Spring Match campaign, and we chose that name for a reason. The church has been quietly backing up for years. A doctrine gets a little uncomfortable, a truth sounds a little too exclusive, so we set it aside. And before long, the gospel sounds more like an apology than an announcement. Fortis Institute is determined to push the other direction, to encourage churches to hold fast to hard truth and to proclaim the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ rightly and loudly. That's why we're inviting you to join us on the No Retreat Spring Match campaign. Right now, through the end of May, every dollar you give is matched, dollar for dollar, and your gift will help launch two new podcasts, publish Todd Friel's new book, Go Serve Your King, through HarperCollins, and fund gospel proclamation on college campuses. Campuses. The gospel doesn't move backward, and neither should we. You can find out more right now at fortisinstitute.org/donate.
Would you like the university experience without the, you know, university experience? The Masters University invites you to visit their campus, or you can visit them online at masters.edu/wretched to discover a Christian college that is biblical, that offers all of the academic excellence you desire: sports, athletics, arts, communication, all of the activities of, you know, a secular university without the, you know, secular parts. Please consider the Masters University online, or of course, on-campus learning, undergrad, master's, and doctoral programs. It's Masters University, the university with the university experience without the university experience. Masters.edu/wretched.
Be honest, when's the last time you shared the gospel with a stranger? Not posted something online, not liked a Christian meme, but actually opened your mouth and told someone about Jesus. If your stomach tightened just a little bit, you're not alone. Most Christians would rather do almost anything than evangelize. It's terrifying. What if they get mad? What if I say something wrong? What if they ask me a question I can't answer? Our resource, Terrified Too, it exists because Jesus gave us the Great Commission, not the Great Suggestion, and he actually gave us the tools to obey it. And this resource will walk you through how to share the gospel with strangers, even family members, without needing Pepto-Bismol to get through it. You'll still be nervous, that's normal, but you'll also be equipped, and equipped beats terrified every single time. Terrified 2, it is streaming right now for free on Fortis Plus. Download the app right now on your smartphone, on your smart TV, or head to fortisplus.org.
Titles of Christ. In the Bible, Jesus is given many titles that teach us about who he is and what he has done. Jesus is called the Apostle of our Confession. An apostle is one who is sent. Jesus is the one sent from the Father, and empowered by the Holy Spirit to deliver the gospel in which all Christians confess their belief. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
This is Wretched Radio. We're at Georgia Tech. It's a beautiful day walking with a physics student. Have you thought of one thing you can teach me about physics that I could use today?
You could use today?
Something. Hooking up my TV, making my cable work better, my stereo, my house air conditioning, anything that could help me.
What if I could tell you one thing? Let's say if the universe were to end now, if the sun were to just go out, we wouldn't know for about 8 minutes. So you'd have 8 minutes of bliss before you just completely die.
Not if I knew about it. Okay, Jesus said that because he is God himself, and the only way that you can go to heaven is through him because of what he's done. Mm-hmm. That's what Christianity teaches. All the other systems teach you got to work your way there. Jesus says, nope, you got to be forgiven in order to go to heaven.
Yeah, I even remember when I was raised Christian when I was younger, and I remember sitting in a Sunday school. And we brought that issue up, what about the other religions, if they, have slightly different beliefs, or they don't think that they have to, get to heaven through Jesus Christ directly, what happens to them? She kind of just stated directly that, they can go to hell. That kind of like angered me.
I understand that, but I want to reason with you for a minute, okay? Here's why everybody, this is going to be a little bold for you,
okay.
Right?
Okay.
This is why everybody should go to hell. Ready? Everybody in the entire planet should go to hell. Here's why. Because they're lawbreakers. They've broken the rules of the king. For instance, the Ten Commandments. For instance, lying, stealing, lusting, blasphemy. Everybody has broken those laws. They are criminals for breaking the laws, and the just judge must give them what they have earned for themselves, and that is eternal punishment. That is why everybody should go to hell. More specific, would you agree that everybody on the entire planet has broken the Ten Commandments?
It'd probably be safe to say that everybody.
I think so. Okay, so let me hone it in a little bit, Chris. Specifically, have you broken the Ten Commandments?
Let's see. I know probably which one of them.
Let's start with lying.
Yeah.
Honor thy father and mother.
I've lied before. So yeah. I guess that's one.
And you dishonored your parents by lying.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're a guy, so I presume you've lusted.
Yes, yes.
Which Jesus said is adultery of the heart, because God sees beyond our actions and he looks at what we do and what we think. Everything that goes on inside of our brain, he has access to. So lusting, you're nabbed, okay? Blasphemy, that's when you use God's name in a bad way. Have you committed that crime?
Probably done that before, yeah.
Okay, so forget the world for a minute.
Okay.
You die, you stand before the perfect judge who doesn't overlook crimes.
Okay.
Would you be innocent or guilty?
I mean, according to those rules, I guess I'd be guilty.
That's right. You would. So what should a just judge do with a guilty criminal on a cosmic scale? Should he take you to heaven or should he send you to hell?
Well, I mean, I guess based on that, I'd have to serve my time, right? Like, if I'm guilty, then I'd have to do my time.
Yeah, that's right.
Things go.
And that's bad news, isn't it?
Yeah, that is pretty bad news. I hope that they claim that it's eternal punishment, huh?
That's right.
I guess that'd be pretty
And the
bad.
Reason is it's because it's a crime against an eternally perfect and an infinitely perfect God. How fast is a light second?
A light second?
Dude, I know this.
I mean, these are trivial facts, not things that I use every day.
You're studying physics. Don't you need this?
I mean, yeah, these are things that you can look up in a reference table. These aren't things that require you to think in depth about solving problems.
Okay, but isn't it kind of nice to have some of these basics right at your fingertips?
Yeah, maybe.
All right. It's big. If it's 100,000 light years wide, do you know how many galaxies there are similar to the Milky Way galaxy?
Too many to count.
A billion.
Yeah.
So it's unbelievable. And there's a billion stars in our galaxy, so there's a billion stars. It's just huge. And the Bible says that God measures the universe with the span of his hand. Because he's huge. Because he's infinite. He's above it all. So to him, this is a drop in the bucket. It helps us to understand how huge he is. So if that's the God that you have to face on Judgment Day, he's huge. No lawyer, no judge, you, God. All right? He's seen your thought life. He's seen everything you've done, everything you failed to do. Like thank him for your food, thank him for parents, thank him for the education, thank him for the air that you're taking from him, because it's his air. So you're stealing his air and not saying thank you.
Okay.
He judges you, you'd be guilty. Imagine the wrath of that God. Horrifying thought.
Yeah, I guess that'd be pretty scary.
All right, now, you've got crosses on your T-shirt here. That is a major symbol in Christianity, and it is humongous good news for a guy like you. What is the meaning of the cross?
I mean, from history's point of view, I know that Jesus was crucified on the cross. That's where he was, you know, convicted and killed.
That's right.
So, I mean, that represents, like, it's his sacrifice for all the people who follow him.
His sacrifice for our sins.
Oh, yeah, for sins, yeah.
It was a sin offering for you.
Mm-hmm.
All the crimes you've committed put on Jesus. He took your punishment so that his goodness, because he kept all the laws you've broken, his goodness can be credited to your account. So when you die, God could see you as good, in fact, even as righteous because of what Jesus did, because your badness was put on him, his goodness given to you. That's what the cross is about.
Okay.
That's the good news, and that's why he's the only way. Because if you die a Buddhist or you die a Hindu and you don't have that forgiveness from Jesus, God must give you what you deserve, and that is his punishment. He's got to do it. He's got to be just. That's why he sacrificed the Son. He can't just turn a blind eye to justice and go, well, boys will be boys. Let's just let them go. No, he's got to be just, but he's loving. So he sent his Son, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life, justice satisfied, kindness demonstrated to you. And therefore, Jesus can make the claim, I am the way, the truth, the life. Nobody can get to the Father because nobody's perfect, but through me and what I've done. That's the good news of the gospel, and that's why it's exclusive.
I always wonder, so what makes Christianity more correct than, you know, any other religion? As far as Islam, you know, why can't they praise Allah and still be just as fine? Maybe their beliefs, you know, in heaven and hell are different. So, you know,
this will be a really bad analogy, okay, but work with me a little bit on this. You don't have kids, do you?
No, I don't have kids.
All right, imagine that you had some children.
Okay.
And you, when they were little, you changed their diapers, mm-hmm. you cleaned them up, you gave them bottles, you mm-hmm. fed them, you burped them, you did everything mm-hmm. kind. They grew up, you paid for all their food and all their clothes, and you showed them kindness, and you took them to the park, and you gave them an education.
Okay.
And they gave all their affection to the next door neighbor. How would you feel?
I guess, yeah, that would hurt.
It would hurt. And here's what makes it doubly bad with God. There is no next door neighbor. They don't actually exist. So they're actually giving their affections to what God calls an idol because they don't exist. So they're actually giving their affection, their dedication, and their devotion to something that isn't even real. And it makes him mad because he deserves it. Because after all, if he made you, it's fair, Chris, that he should have rights to you. I mean, he's given you everything. He owns you. It's fair that he should get praise from you, right? So the other world systems, and here's the difference. This is, okay, we're standing on some squares here. Imagine in this square on the concrete. Okay, let's put Islam in there,
okay,
and let's put Buddhism, okay, and Hinduism and Mormonism and Jehovah's Witness and Roman Catholicism,
okay,
and Oprah Winfrey and New Ageism and anything else you want in there.
Okay.
And here's what they all teach. They say, try to be a good guy, Chris. And overall, if you're a good guy, when you die, you'll either be reincarnated to a better place, you'll be with 70 virgins, you'll become connected to the great big nothingness. It'll be better if you're good overall.
Okay.
Right? Jesus is in that box over there. And he says, you can't do anything good. All you've done is bad. You've broken all of my laws. In fact, you've hated me your entire life. And I'm going to give you exactly what you deserve, and that is my wrath and punishment. But I'm good, and I'm rich in mercy, and I will save you because I died on a cross, taking the punishment that you deserve, so that if you'll respond to what I've done for you in repentance, which means to agree with God you're not good, to say, I'm sorry, God, I have sinned against you, and against you only have I sinned, and you turn from your sins, doesn't mean you become perfect, but you don't like the lusting and the lying and the cheating anymore. And you put your trust in him and him alone, forsaking any other idols or concepts of God, he says, I will forgive you completely, and I will take you to heaven, not based on what you've done, like these religious systems say, but based on what I've done. Because you see, if these systems are true, then you can praise yourself. You know what I did to get reincarnated? You know what I did to go to heaven? I did these good things. Jesus says, no, you've done bad, but I've done good, and therefore you can praise me because I've done everything for you. So if Jesus is right, all of these systems must be wrong because they contradict each other completely.
Okay.
This is work righteous. That is by grace alone, through faith alone, and Jesus alone. See, this one's got the bad news front loaded here. Okay? It says you're not good, you're in big trouble, you're desperately wicked, and you need a Savior. And if you'll admit that, that's the tough pill to swallow. I haven't been good, I've been bad. And Jesus says, if you have a childlike heart, and admit and come to him, not pleading your own case and making excuses, I'll save you and I'll adopt you and I will make you my child and I will take you to heaven so that I can be praised for all of eternity for saving a sinner like Chris. So tough news up front, but really great news if you're willing to admit that you're a sinner. These, you better start working really, really hard to make up for all the lying, lusting, and cheating you've done. Okay? So you should figure out which system is true. That's the big thing, because it doesn't even matter what I say, Chris, because I could be on crack. I mean, I could be really a dope, and I don't have any idea what I'm talking about. Okay. You should figure out what's true, because Jesus made the claim, I am the truth. So either he is or he isn't. Fair enough?
Yeah, I'll take a look.
Hey, you're a gentleman. Hey, I'm glad we bumped into each other. All right, Chris?
It was good talking to you.
Hey, see you, man.
All right, take care.
Study on. See ya. Witness Wednesday on Wretched Radio.